Listen to Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls. We have a great guest today back on the program, Dr. Bernard Gurney, foremost expert on marital therapy, family therapy, but for our intentions today, communication that helps us resolve problems. We don't want to just be spinning our wheels. We understand that life has difficulties, and Dr. Gurney's real clear about that. Nothing unusual about having some difficulties and challenges in our most intimate relationships, but darn it, we want to get some problems behind us. We want to be constructive as well, and Dr. Gurney's helping us understand that. The first thing you talked about, Dr. Gurney, on the other side there was we really need to understand the other person if our goal and intention is to resolve problems, that our investment in mutual understanding is going to pay off. Let me just ask you this. Understanding then, I gather you're highlighting is very different from agreeing. That is, I can make a commitment to understanding you even if I don't agree with you, and you're saying that's really important to make that commitment. Is that right?
Right, and that's right. And once you understand that and keep that in mind, it's much easier to listen to the other person, to break the link between really understanding and showing that you understand versus agreement.
So those are different, we can collapse those. We need to keep those really clear in mind. When the other person is talking, I need to commit to the understanding. Well, let me ask you this. Do I need to commit farther than understanding? I mean, do I need to do more than just understand what they're saying or understand where they're coming from? Do I need to also kind of, because always as a Christian, we're always compelled to take that further step, and I would like your take on this. Do I also need to not just understand them? Do I need to move towards forgiving them, to letting go of whatever it is that they're doing that's pissing me off or disappointing me? I mean, do I need to make that kind of a leap, or can I just kind of, at this stage at least, settle for having mutual understanding?
Well, I think what you want to do is to do that with compassion. You really do want to try to identify while you're doing that with the other person and really become them and look at the world briefly as they look at it in mm-hmm. a compassionate and understanding way. So that's a significant part of it. And then when you've done that and the person clearly feels understood, then you get into your own position. But meanwhile, you try to put that on hold. And it does take discipline and training to be able to do that. And it takes a while before you realize there's a big payoff in doing that.
Okay, so if I want to solve my problems with you, I need to walk in your shoes. Is that accurate?
Accurate, exactly.
Beautiful. All right, okay. And then the other thing, okay, that's the listening. I should be listening such that I really can feel what you're experiencing, and I express that to you. I don't just keep it to myself. I really say, listen, I think I understand, and I convince the other person of that understanding. Mm-hmm. Then when it's my turn to talk, when it's my turn to express myself, how can I express myself so we're going to get these problems solved and not actually create more problems in the way I talk?
Mm-hmm. And to do that, you want to not be thinking about I'm telling this other person how it really is, but rather mm-hmm. you're telling them how you see it. So you're being subjective. That it's you're saying the way I look at it, it's this way. The way I feel about it is this way, and bring that into it. So it gives the other person a freedom to listen without feeling that he's abandoning his own viewpoint while he's doing it. And so that's an important part of it. And another important part is if there are feelings involved, to get those out on the table, let the other person know about it, and to have the benefit of having expressed them, which calms one down. It may rev you up for a while, but it also calms you down once you've done it. And another key aspect is not to generalize, but to keep things specific about what's going on here, not get into the other person's personality or motives or their character. And then right off at the beginning, actually, although I'm putting it a little later in the sequence here, is to let them know when you're expressing yourself that the relationship is important to you and that you're doing this in order to help make the relationship better. And then at some point after the other person has expressed themselves, let them know what you want out of this, how you feel about it, and what benefits it would bring to you if the other person did what you want, and what benefits it would have for the other person. And that goes back and forth until you work out some kind of understanding, and then you move into really trying to say exactly what you both agree should be done. So that's the sequence.
It's fascinating. So, again, the goal here, this is goal-driven, is we want to have mutual understanding. We want to resolve a problem. And and the steps you just talked about here. And again, I think this is somewhat, for some of us, this is a little bit counterintuitive, so I want to highlight it. The best way to kind of express myself so the other person won't be defensive or argumentative is to talk about my own personal feelings. I think a lot of us feel that the best way to make a point is to talk about objective reality or the truth as any rational person can see it. But rather, you're saying you're going to get more bang for the buck and get more progress if I talk about what's my personal subjective feelings about the issue and putting those out there on the table. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct and very well put. I would say too that people were trained not to ask for things in this culture, and that also is something that that's counterintuitive and it needs to be overcome. And that is that it's okay, it's better even to talk about what you want in this subjective way than to sort of leave that out of the picture.
So talking about myself subjectively and personally is going to put me in better position to solve objective problems that we have.
Right.
That's fascinating.
Not to be afraid to say what you want. When you clear the air and the feelings have gotten out, then you get into, well, this is what would make me happy. And both people get a chance to say that.
Of course, when you're talking about putting our feelings out there, you're talking about with discipline. Actually, one of the most fascinating things about your model, and I think from a Catholic point of view, is that there is discipline involved here. I mean, I remember Jim Rohn said, there's never any progress in life without discipline. So we shouldn't be surprised about that. On the other hand, I don't think the discipline you're requiring here is terribly onerous. It's just really kind of a focus on resolving problems and not trying to hurt the other person, not trying to bring up a lot of baggage. So like you said, be very specific. Also acknowledge the relationship. Well, that's sometimes a tough thing to do. When I'm kind of hot under the collar, when I've just gotten pissed off by a disappointment, to actually be able to tell the person how much value there is in their relationship and how much I care for them in that moment does take a lot of self-discipline. Can you comment on that?
Yes, I do. I think that it's one of the most important things to be able to do. And sometimes that means you may want to not tackle a problem immediately. I mean, I think it's not a good principle to say I can't go to bed angry, which a lot of people say, you know, you got to resolve it right now. I think sometimes it's good to cool off and to think about it and to think about what the other person really wants and what you really want before you get together and really work on trying to solve it.
In other words, when you're trying to resolve a problem, you're really trying to resolve it, and you do what you can to set the situation up so that there will be resolution and not just, quote, getting something off your chest, end quote. We're talking to Dr. Bernard Gurney, a foremost expert in communication. We're talking about how to solve problems, and Dr. Gurney's to talk to us here about how to set things up from a listening point of view and expressing point of view to resolve problems. We'll continue this discussion with Dr. Gurney right after this.